السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we are going to start with the recitation of today's lesson, which is going to be Surah Ma'idah, ayah number 12 to ayah number 16. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans, inshallah, we are going to begin with the recitation starting from ayah number 12. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أخذ الله ميثاق بني إسرائيل وبعثنا منهم اثني عشر نقيبا وقال الله إني معكم لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به ولا تزال تطلع على خائنة منهم إلا قليلا منهم فاعف عنهم واصفح إن الله يحب المحسنين ومن الذين قالوا إنا نصارى أخذنا ميثاقهم فنسوا حظا مما ذكروا به فأغرينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة وسوف ينبئهم الله بما كانوا يصنعون يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. Inshallah, that is the lesson, ayah number 12 to ayah number 16. And for today, inshallah, we are going to begin with the analysis of these verses. And then afterwards, with the time that we have left, we will go over the topic of tafkhim. And inshallah, this will be the last time that we go over this topic. And then in the next class, we will move on to the next one. So we are going to go back to ayah number 12. And we're going to start from the beginning of this ayah with the analysis of these verses. We are going to pay extra attention to the heavy and light letters, especially the heavy letters. Inshallah, we're going to try to make sure that we know why it is heavy. What is the rule here that is making this letter heavy? And then by that point, when we get to the actual review of tafkhim and tarqiq, you will have seen some examples from the Quran, and this will make it easier to remember some of these rules. So we are going to start from the beginning of ayah number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Walaqad, qaf here is going to be heavy. The reason why qaf is heavy here is because qaf is a permanently heavy letter. It is part of Khusa Dakhdin Qith. As we learned, these are the letters that are going to be always heavy in any case that they appear in. They will always be heavy. So here, Qaf is one of those letters that is permanently heavy. So for this reason, Qaf is heavy. If you would like, as we are going through, you can put a little H or a little L underneath the letters. This will help you remember. And then as you are going back and reviewing, you will be able to remember if it is heavy or light. So here, Qaf will be heavy. Akhadha, Hamza here is going to be light. Kha is going to be heavy. The reason why kha is heavy is because it is a permanently heavy sound. So this is also part of Khusa Dakhdin Qith. In any case that it appears in, it is going to be heavy as well. Now, very important to note that just because kha here is heavy, there is a tendency for the alif and the that to become heavy as well. But we are going to be careful not to make these other two letters heavy. So hamza is going to remain light, kha is going to be heavy, and that is also going to remain light. A, kha, tha. So here you can hear that hamza and that are light, kha is heavy. Especially because when we look at the next letter, which is lam in the name of Allah, this is also going to be heavy. Now the reason why the name of Allah here is heavy is because it is in the name of Allah. First of all, it is ism jalala, so that lam will be heavy for this reason. And because the letter before has a fatha, so this was the rule of ism jalala for the name of Allah. If the letter before has fatha or dhamma, then that lam is going to be heavy. So here in the name of Allah, the letter before is a fatha, so the name of Allah will also be heavy. Again, we are going to be careful not to make the dhal heavy as well. Dhal is a light letter. In no circumstance will it ever be heavy. So we are going to make sure that we keep that dhal light and then the name of Allah heavy. A-kha-dha-llahu. A-kha-dha-llahu. So here, hamza, light, kha, heavy, dhal, light, and the name of Allah here is heavy because it is ism jalala. Wa-la-qad a-kha-dha-llahu. Then in the next word, mithaqa, qaf is going to be heavy. It is part of khusa daqtun kith. It is permanently heavy sound. Bani, this is going to be a four count med here. We see that there is that little squiggly line on top of that. Yeah, this means that this is a four count med. So if you would like, you can put a little four underneath. Isra'ila, and then in the word Isra'il, ra is also going to be a four count med. Ra in this case is heavy, because it has a fatha. So this is one of the easiest of the rules to identify, because ra has fatha. So most cases, ra will either have fatha, dhamma, or kasra. And these three are very easy to remember. So if a ra has fatha or ra has dhamma, it will be heavy. If a ra has kasra, it will be light. And in majority of the cases in the Quran, the ra does have a fatha or dhamma or kasra, so it's very easy to remember. So like in this case, Isra'il, ra has fatha, so it is going to be heavy. And because this is a four count med, this alif will also be heavy. So we learned that an alif can become heavy when the letter before is a heavy letter. So here ra is a heavy letter, so that alif will also be a four count heavy med. وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا. So here, thought you were going to see that it has a sukun on top, and that we learned is a letter of hems. So we are going to make sure that we rest on this for a little bit and that we give it some of that sound. وَبَعَثْنَا. And just be careful that as we are saying this letter, we don't allow our tongue to retreat from between our teeth. If we do that, it will turn into a seen, and we don't want to say wabasna. It is wabarathna. So the tongue should remain between the teeth. And this is going to give it that whistling sound. If we do move that back, it will turn into a seam. So we don't want to do that. Wabarathna minhu muthnay. Again, we have tha. Muthnay. This is going to be a medlin. Ashara. Ra is going to be heavy here because it has a fatha. So again, very easy to identify. If it has a fatha or a dhamma, it is going to be heavy. Naqiba. Qaf is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa dhaqtun kith. It is a permanently heavy letter. Ba. This is going to be a two-count maddal iwad because I am stopping here. Waqala Allahu. Qaf is going to be heavy. This is a two-count heavy med because qaf is a permanently heavy sound. And then here, Allah is going to be heavy. The reason for this is that the letter before has a fatha. So then the name of Allah will be heavy as well. And we have the word inni ma'akum la'in aqamtum. So here, noon is going to have the wasud. So just rest on that for a little while. Aqamtum. Qaf is going to be heavy. Hamza is light. So make sure that you don't make this hamza too heavy as well. Aqamtum. So qaf is going to be heavy. As-salata. Sad is going to be heavy. Lata wa ataytumuz zakata. So here, we are just going to put the ka for a two-count mad. وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُولِي. So here, بِرُسُولِي, ra is going to be heavy. The reason for this is that ra has a dhamma. Anytime ra has a dhamma, it is going to be heavy. وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ. So in this case, ra is also going to be heavy. So here we see that ra has a sukun. So we are going to identify why in this case is the ra heavy. So ra has a sukun. And then the letter before has a fatha. So we see that za has a fatha on it. And for this reason, that ra is also going to be heavy, such as in the word maryam. So we see ra has sukun, the letter before has fatha. So ra in this case will be heavy. Wa azzartumuhum. And then if you would like, you can put a little h underneath. Wa aqaradtumullahu. Or wa aqaradtumullaha. وَأَقَرَتُمْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. قَاف also has قَلْقَلَة. رَا in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. ضَاد is going to be heavy because it is a permanently heavy sound. And then the name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has ضَمَّة. So you see in this word we have a couple of heavy sounds. وَأَقْرَتُمُ اللَّهَ. Then in the next word, qardan, ra in this case is also going to be heavy. The reason for this is that ra has sukun and the letter before has a fatha. So this is also going to make that ra heavy. This is exactly like the word that we just looked at, azzartum. So here as well, ra is going to have a sukun. The letter before is fatha. This is going to make that ra heavy. So you can write a little h underneath if you would like. Then here, dhan, dhad is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. Hasanan la'ukaffiranna, ra is going to be heavy because it has fatha. Ankum sayyi'atikum wa la'udkhilannakum, kha is going to be heavy because it is a permanently heavy sound. In khussa daghtun kith. Jannatin tajri, ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Min tahtiha al-anhar, ra is going to be heavy because it has a sukun and the letter before has a fatha. Faman kafara, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ba'da dhalika minkum faqad, qaf is going to be heavy because it is a permanently heavy sound. Dal is going to have qalqala. Dalla, dad is heavy, lam is light. Sawa'a, this is going to be a four-count mad. As-sabil, then we end here on lam with a tawassut. فَبِمَا نَقُضِهِمْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. It also has قَلْقَلَة. ضَاد is heavy because it is a part of the heavy letters. مِيثَاقَهُمْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. لَعَنَّاهُمْ. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. قَاسِيَة. قَاف is going to be heavy. سِين is light. And then when we end here, make sure you do give ha a little bit of humps and bring that in from the chest. قَاسِيَة. So this is going to be from the chest. يُحَرِّفُونَ, ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. الكلمه عن مواضعه. ضاد is going to be heavy. ونسوا حظا. ضاء is going to be heavy. مما ذكروا به. را here is heavy because it has a ضمه. ولا تزال تطلع على خائنه. This is going to be a four count met. منهم الا قليلا. قاف is permanently heavy. من فاعفوا. عين is going to have توسد. عنهم واصفح. صاد is going to be heavy. حاء is going to be from the middle of the throat. ان الله نعم والله here is going to be heavy. يحب المحسنين. ومن الذين قالوا. قاف is going to be heavy. إنا نصارى. صاد is heavy. را in this case is heavy because it has a فتحة. And this is also a four count med. So for this reason that med will also be four counts. نصارى. So make sure that you are pulling the صاد for two counts. This is going to be heavy. را for four counts. And this is also going to be heavy. أخذنا. خاء is going to be heavy. ميثاقهم. قاف is going to be heavy. فنسوا حظا. را is heavy. مما ذكروا. را is going to be heavy because it has a ضمة. به فأغرينا. را is going to be heavy because it has a فتحة. بينهم العداوة والبغضاء. غين is heavy. It is part of the permanently heavy letters. ضاء is going to be heavy. This is also a four count heavy med. إلى يوم القيامة. قاف is also heavy. وسوف ينبئهم الله. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has ضمة. بما كانوا يصنعون. صاد is permanently heavy. يا أهل الكتاب. This is a four count med. قد جاءكم. Again four count med. رسولنا. را is heavy because it has فتحة. يبين لكم كثيرا. را is heavy because it has a فتحة. مما كنتم تخفون. خاء is going to be heavy. من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير. And then را here is going to be light. Why? Because را has a سكون. The letter before has سكون, which is ya. And the letter before that has a كسرة. So we learned that if there is a كسرة, a سكون, and then را with سكون, then it is going to be a light letter. So here, because I am stopping, I'm going to give that را سكون, and this will be light. كثير. And then if I continue, it is still light because the ra has a kasra. قد قاف is heavy. جاءكم. This is a four count med. من الله نور. Ra is heavy because it has ضمه. وكتاب مبين. يهدي به الله. Name of Allah here is light because the letter before has a kasra. من اتبع رضوانه. Ra here is going to be light. ضاد in this case is going to be heavy because it is a one of the heavy letters. سبل السلام ويخرجهم. را is going to be light because again it has كسرة. من الظلمات. را is going to be heavy. إلى النور. را is going to be light because it has كسرة. بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط. صاد is heavy. را in this case is heavy because it has فتحة. ضاء is permanently heavy. مستقيم. قاف is going to be heavy because it is a permanently heavy letter. So in these few ayahs, we identified all of the heavy letters. And then as you can see, for most of the cases that ra either had fatha, dhamma, or kasra, which made it very easy to identify if it was heavy or not. So even though we did learn so many of those rules of the heavy and light ra, it is very, very easy when reciting the Quran in order to know if it is heavy or light. So in most cases, you will already know because it has a fatha or dhamma that it is heavy. And in some of the cases, if it has a sukun or if the letter before has sukun, then you might need to check back and just make sure if it is heavy or light. But again, in most cases, you can already kind of guess if it is heavy or light. So a good rule would be to automatically make the ra heavy. If you have doubt, just make it heavy. And then you can check back on the rules of the light ra. And if it is not part of these rules, then you can continue making it heavy. And if it is part of those rules, then you can make it light. So the rules for light ra are four. One of them is ra with a kasra, which is very simple. If you have ra with a kasra, you know that it is light. The next one is going to be ra with a sukun. And before that is kasra. And after that is a light letter. So as long as there is a light letter after the ra with sukun and the letter before has kasra, it is also going to be light. Ra with a sukun, and before that is a sukun, and before that is a kasra. So this is like the example that we just had in our lesson. There was a letter with kasra, the next letter had a sukun, and the next letter ra had a sukun as well because we stopped, like the word kathir, and then ra here will also be light. Ra with a sukun, and before that is a ya sakina. So here, if we have a ya sakina, and then we have a ra, then that ra is also going to be light, like in khabir and qadir. So these are the four that you can just memorize, and then for the rest of them you can automatically just assume that ra is going to be heavy. So this will make it a little bit easier than having to keep in mind all of these rules. It is also a little easy to forget since there are so many, but also as you keep reciting the Quran, you don't need these rules anymore. Automatically as you are reading, you will already know if the ra here is light or not. And this comes with repeated recitation of the Quran. It comes from listening to the Quran a lot, paying attention to these rules, especially for me when I write down H or L underneath. This also helps me keep in mind if that letter is heavy or not. So just by doing these things, you will automatically already pick up that that ra is supposed to be heavy or light in this case. And you won't even have to remember these rules because it will come so naturally to you. So inshallah, that is our point, that is our purpose, that we are going to try to recite the Quran so much that it becomes ingrained within us, that we don't have to remember any of these rules, because as we are reciting, we already know what this rule is supposed to be. And this is same for the med letters, this is same for the noon sakin, for the meem sakin, for the makharij, for all of them, they should be automatic to the point where you don't have to think. You can already apply these rules and you already know what is supposed to be here and the correct way to pronounce it. So inshallah, that is what we are working towards. And we make dua that Allah gives us tawfiq to make this happen, inshallah. So we'll stop here for today and then move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.